Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian here on Devil Radio.
That it is. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday, Brian.
Friday to you. I can't believe it's Friday, but also at the same time, I'm very happy that it is.
I thought yesterday was Friday, so this is great because I just get to live two Fridays this week.
Well, either way, whatever Friday you're celebrating, you're listening to us on Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can check us out on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM in the Madison area. You can also check us out on the Leftist Coast and KGOE. And, DevilRadio927.com. That's where the podcasts are for all the things on this station.
Yes, many great, fine ways to listen to this great show.
Yeah, and you can participate in this show today by calling 844-967-2789. Your calls, texts, and tangents are always welcome here at 844-96-PARTY. Happy Friday to everyone. Congratulations. You've made it. We've got a lot of things to get to today.
Yes.
We always keep our pulse on, the public. We're going to see how Scott Walker thinks the pulse of the public goes. We're going to see what your thoughts on what the... If you were to take two things and combine them and create Michael Gableman, what would those two things be? We have a little piece from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, but I want to hear from you, and you tell us what you think. Two things that would combine to make Michael Gableman into a person. Peanut butter and jelly equals Michael Gableman.
Yeah, the great people over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign have a suggestion, but we'd love to take our caller's suggestion as well, because there's maybe many things that make up that man.
There's no right answer here. And there's probably some wrong answers, but we'd like to hear your wrong answers here at 844-967-2789.
Wrong answers only.
I also want to get into a little bit of baseball talk,
Yeah, we're gonna get into that, and we also got a video that's circulating out there on the webs that you showed to me today, and I found hilarious.
An awesome punk rock thing, and you know what? It's a treat for you guys. It's a Friday treat for all of us, so we can listen to that in the end of this show. But first, hashtag. But first, I'm stealing that from CBS. All right, Big Brother. By the way, I can't wait for another season of Big Brother. I love that show.
Never watched it, man.
It is. So I watched it with the intention of hating it and making fun of it. Because I'm a person who believes, and take notes for you trolls, if you want to make fun of something correctly or do it well, you have to at least get to know the thing
that you're making fun of. You have to understand it.
You get a lot more depth of that.
Yes. I was the same way with Love Island. My girlfriend Kelsey was watching that one, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just sit here and kind of hate watch it at the same time. It's trash TV.
Yeah,
like when I'm in the mood for trash TV, it's not bad.
No, but
I'm rarely in the mood for it.
Big Brother is part trash TV, but and they don't shy away from the trash that they're doing. But it's also, you can be incredibly devious, and there's some people who have completely pulled one over on so many people, and it's
Survivor was the same way.
Yeah, it's the same type of thing. But my point is that same producer created Donald Trump as well.
Yes.
But yeah, I hate watched it, and I now love it.
Thanks,
hashtag. But first, it's so fantastic. But my point is that they have their finger on the pulse of what's going on, because every single season they seem to find the correct demographic.
Yeah.
Okay. They do a really good job of casting for the most part. This season was pretty awesome, but I'm not going to get into that too much.
Milwaukee Man won.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully, I'm not Xavier. For
no, Xavier Becerra. He's that's Xavier Becerra. Xavier Prather, his last name. Anyway, a Milwaukee lawyer, really good guy, from what I've seen. Point being, they did a really good job of casting, and they do a really good job of having their finger on the pulse, unlike Scott Walker.
I was going to say, we're going to get some people that don't have their finger on the pulse, and Scott Walker is exactly
what I'm saying is
people.
I recommend seeing it to see how people would react in regular situations. But again, Scott Walker has issued a statement.
Yes. When you want to get the understanding of Wisconsin voters, I think it's really important to go to a man that hasn't won an election here in more than 7 years.
And actually hasn't had a job that...
Hey, he took some time off, but he's got a job now. I'm more saying
that actually made him have to interact with human beings or possibly live among them.
That's fair.
Since what, the 90s? Good for him. He's always been above the fray, but never having to talk to anyone or deal with any other human being.
Yeah, well, yesterday Walker was tweeting out, and I try not to. I think I follow him, but I it's like one of those hate follow things. And
either
so,
way, it popped up
right,
on your
screen.
It popped
up on my screen yesterday.
And stuck in your craw, so now we're all going to have to deal with it.
Yesterday, Walker said, voters in swing states like mine, I don't think he lives here anymore, but I believe he's referring to Wisconsin, care about the rising costs of groceries and gas, jobs, playing a role in their kids' education, and living in safe neighborhoods. They don't talk about what happened on January 6th. Only people living in the D.C. bubble, which is where I believe Walker lives now, or whacked out liberals do.
Okay.
So that's what Walker's tweeting about. Apparently because Mark Meadows is testifying before the House panel on January 6th, I believe.
So his defense isn't that January 6th shouldn't have happened or that...
or that people should be held accountable.
It's just that people just don't care about it.
Not real people, Brian.
Well,
real
people
don't care.
Also don't care about a lot of partisan politics stuff. Most of the things that Scott Walker peddles in. I would rate his statement as half true. Because people, I mean, honestly, you're right. People do care about those things. But also, more people, that if you talk to anyone about the January 6th thing, they do care about it. But at the same time with, you know, I always said the mask mandate problem isn't whether you're going to wear mask mandates or not. It's whether the kids are going to be in school. Because a lot of people use school as child daycare. That's a simple fact.
It is, yeah.
So whatever... You can view it through whatever political spectrum you want, but if it ends up having kids not being in school, they're going to err on the side of being in school, no matter what it is.
Doing the policies and taking steps to make sure the kids are in school.
Yeah, so my point is that at least Scott Walker understands that regular people care about regular things. Good one. You made an observation there. But a lot more people care about the January 6th thing than I think, and whether they do or don't, he's not making any defense whether it should or shouldn't have happened. He's not saying that anything besides people don't care about it.
Well, I think this is just the next evolution of the argument trying to not review and hold people accountable for January 6th, because at first it was, oh, they were tourists, not terrorists. And then it was like, oh, no, it was just a political statement. It was a rally. There were a few bad apples. Some people went too far, and those people should be held accountable. But for the most part, it was a peaceful protest.
And if no one cares, then why don't you just tell us all about it, and then we can move on?
If no one cares, what's the big deal about having a panel that looks into it?
Yeah. If no one cares, you can just get it over within a day. Just come in, say what happened.
But this is the next iteration of how to sweep it under the rug. Because by trying to say that this isn't an issue that ordinary Americans care about, It's just a farce. It's literally one of those things where people care about this. I care about it, Brian.
I do.
I think you care about it.
I think people listening to this station care about it.
I think people should be held accountable for their actions. And for the individuals to storm the Capitol on January 6th who went and broke into the Capitol and desecrated both the chambers. I don't know if they ever got into the House. And I believe the Senate was the one where the QAnon shaman or whatever you want to call him was sitting at that desk. The guy that's in jail right now. And then there's been a couple hundred arrests
people in jail right now.
Yes. And so I think it's also important to not only hold those people accountable for storming the Capitol, but also hold the people accountable for the ones that mustered up all of that anger and then pointed them towards
certification.
Sure. Yeah.
And by the way, allow me to equivocate for our trolley friends. If you got information as to the whereabouts of the people who have done things like light fires and or destroy businesses and you can identify them, turn them in and let's get them held accountable for what they've done too. I'm not saying other people should be not held accountable. I'm all for anybody who has done something wrong to be held accountable for things. But in this case, this was the Capitol.
The United States Capitol.
Yeah. Yes. It's a little bit, and no offense, somebody's business is way more important to them than anything else. Absolutely. And I completely understand that. But again, there's a little bit more weight to the Capitol. That's why we capitalize the Capitol.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's an important building in U.S. democracy and U.S. government. And I think more ordinary Americans care about it than what some people like Scott Walker would like to believe, because if they actually own up to the fact that this is an issue and something that voters want to see people held accountable for, then you got to own up to the fact of, oh yeah, okay, then we got to have accountability. Yeah,
and if this is a spur of the moment thing that people just got out of hand, you know, they just ran out there during Trump's speech and started it while Trump was speaking, but you know, that was totally not planned whatsoever, then maybe it'll be a shorter interview for people.
Yeah, it should go pretty quick.
I want to know what the heck happened.
Yeah.
The important thing to remember is that when you're looking to find the pulse of what is going on in society, maybe what's going on with people's minds or things like that, maybe you shouldn't reference the person who hasn't lived any life like a normal person in several decades.
And I still, one of the things that irks me the most is my state. Maybe he's got an apartment still or a condo.
I don't think you own any property in it.
I don't think he lives here anymore.
You may have been gifted property by it. I don't know, man.
Somebody gave him. I don't know.
I don't know what that man is. Either way, the important thing is that he's not one to listen to. Congratulations. You should listen to us. I'm also waiting to hear your theories as to, because we're going to get into this next, Michael Gableman, combination of two things.
What two things could Michael Gableman be made of?
Yeah. You know.
And this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be taking your calls on that subject next. And we got more about the Gableman story. Little aspect of Speaker Voss, too, you know, that we're going to share. We got some Dane County court filings, apparently, and some contesting of...
I wonder if there's going to be some hypocrisy in that situation.
I wonder if there's going to be... Brian, not only will there be hypocrisy, there will be wasting of taxpayer dollars. So
really? Double trouble?
Get ready for it.
Weenie is a productive little young man.
It's a Speaker Voss special. That's what he does.
Wow.
Conspiracy so and wasting taxpayer funds.
Congratulations, everybody. That's your speaker, guys.
That is the Speaker of the State Assembly. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Can we get him in a suit, like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man type of suit, like that sailor type of thing with a hat? I just love to see that.
We can check it out.
All right.
Give us a call, 844-967-2789.